Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm so excited to be with you live every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Hometime Radio with my amazing producer, Christopher. I'm very grateful to Christopher. We're doing this for many years already. And every week, I'm trying to come up with a different idea. And for tonight, the topic and the theme of the show is regarding the fact that we need to learn how to listen. And I call the show The Power of Communication, the communication in relationship. The reason I'm doing this is because I want to teach you the major secret to lasting relationship. And the secret is speaking the same language. Conversation that revolve around compromise, many times they result in enduring relationship. Now, effective conversation, effective communication shouldn't be complicated. Yes, yet many, many people, most couples, complain of having a lot of issues. And this proves to be a serious problem. That can actually break even the strongest bond between people. So I want to offer you the key how to improve communication with your partner and with everybody else so you can break through blockages and find solutions together. So I want to also speak one-on-one with you in order to navigate through any of your challenges. And as I said, I'm super excited about this topic that I think is so powerful, so relevant. Too often, you know, you make mistakes when you speak, especially to your significant other, because we act on emotion. We scream because we think we're not heard. We bring up the past. We call the person we love awful names sometimes. Even in the heat of an argument, we can choose to talk in a way that produces better results. When you express yourself with negative emotion, with screaming, with anxiety, then you make a terrible mistake. And I will tell you why there are three of the biggest, which are actually the three of the biggest communication mistakes that will ruin all the good relationship, every single one of them. The first mistake is when you communicate in an interrogatory way, like we call it interrogation and aggression. So you're aggressive because you're angry, you're suspicious, you doubt, you have no trust. And I think that no one likes to be interrogated, and no one likes it more than a man. So when a woman does it, the man responds in a very negative way. When we want to have a serious talk with our partner, we tend to sometimes bombard him with all our questions and concern as soon as he walks through the door. This is not only frustrating, you know, for the other person, but it is ineffective in the way of articulating needs. So jumping from subject to subject, you know, doesn't validate our point, the point that we try to make. It is the human nature. The human nature is to accuse the other person when you are being accused. And even if you not guilty, but especially if you're guilty. So if you speak aggressively, your partner will respond aggressively, which means a misunderstanding can escalate into some kind of a war. Is that what you want? No. So the number one mistake, as I said, is interrogation and aggressiveness. So be careful with that. The second mistake is talking about him instead of to him. So there's a world of a difference. Now, internal influences are like weeds that ravish a flourishing bond. But without intending to, we invite all sorts of energy into our relationship because we start to complain to our mother, to our sister, to our family, to friends, to enemies sometimes that play a role in the dynamic we share with our partner. So be careful about that. You know, if you want to do something constructive, do it just between you and your parent. So become aware of who and what is interfering in your relationship. Who's brainwashing you or your partner? So doing things like hanging up on your partner in the middle of the disagreement or calling your friend to complain about him is not only an unwise choice, but is a prime communication mistake. That's why talking about him instead of talking to him. So be careful. That's a major mistake. It is you and your partner who are in a relationship, not your mother, not your friend, not your sibling, not any other outside party. So acknowledge how your ego is influencing your dialogues. Because focusing on me when you talk is constantly saying things like, oh, you hurt me, you did this to me. But this encourages progress, you know, and creates more tension. A heightened ego is actually probably the most destructive force of all relationships because it's your ego, it's you. You who is the center of the attention because it makes us think about only ourselves and neglect and actually mistreat the other person. I'm going to mistake number three. Lashing out when you're desperate. Arguments often form because one or both partners have reached desperate limits. Bickering emerges from dissatisfaction that will never resolve, and that can happen in couples all the time. But when you experience extreme emotions, our thoughts become disorganized, and we are forgetting to filter our words. And this leads us to say things we don't mean, which we likely later to regret. Yelling, fighting, diminish the power and the authenticity of your words. And speaking when you are at your worst, which and may just end up a relationship abruptly, that you don't want that relationship, in fact, to end. Now, I want to take your calls because there's a lot of you tonight, more than usual, a lot of people calling. But I want to talk to you also about the 7 secrets to good communication. But before I go and take some of your calls and then discuss the secrets to communication, because everything has a secret, I want to talk to you about inviting you to follow me on social media. Be my friend on Facebook. I have 175,000 followers on Facebook on one page and around. Feel free to be my friend on Facebook because this way, you're going to listen to a lot of interesting videos, a lot of entertainment stuff, dancing, music. I think my page is going to be a source of inspiration when you need to be inspired by positive action, wonderful information. On a daily basis. I help you discover the uncovered and to uncover, sorry, the truth about your numbers. Because numbers are, what are numbers? Are the language of the universe. Numbers have such a role. If you look at the world we are living in, everything is associated with a number. A number is a form of energy. A number is your, it has to do with your divine codification. A number corresponds to a letter, exactly like you learn the alphabet, because you cannot write without knowing the alphabet. You need to know the alphabet of the universe, which is the numbers, and numbers are associated with planets. So planets are forms of energy, but you are a form of energy. Now, I call this course the Magic of Numbers Numerology Course by Dr. Hara, and it will run from September 29th till August 1st. It's a 3-day, packed with information seminar, very, very condensed, very intense seminar. It happens online via Zoom. You get a link. And I want you to participate from the comfort of your own home. And you will learn, I promise you, the ins and outs of numerology. Opportunity also to ask me questions is very important. So, but the best of all is that all of you will receive a certified numerology diploma, international diploma, upon completion, and become a numerologist. This is how I did it many, many years ago. Meanwhile, I was going to college, but I wanted to take this course, and I studied with a Harvard professor, and I was certified numerologist 30-something years ago. Called decoding. So you, I don't know why the connection is bad. My producer said the connection is not good. Let me see if I can do something about it. Is this better? Okay. So I want you to get this diploma. I want you to come at the course. I want you to learn. Even if you have a different career, even if you have a different business, it's okay, you know, to learn something else. I always, in my life, I wanted to learn more in different areas and always uncover different mysteries about life. So I want you to open the door, and I want to open the door for you to practice this science. You can practice it for fun, for your own self, but you can make it a full-time career if you want. This diploma will give you that opportunity. Because I have an Institute of Metaphysics, I am a certified numerologist, I'm also a doctor in psychology and nutrition, and I also wrote 2 books on this subject. But due to the personalized nature of this course, seats are limited. I cannot take a lot of people. And I want you to secure your ticket before they sell out. Go to my site, carmenhara.com, and click on shop at the top of the page, and you will learn about these 3 days, Friday, September 29, which is introduction in the concept, the history, the mystery, the methods, the meaning of number, the significance, the karmic numbers, the lesson from past life, the influence they play into the future. Then Saturday, how to unlock your personality, your potential, which are your life cycle, which is the relationship numerology, evaluating compatibility, chemistry between people, which is so important because we will stop making mistakes about who to stop dating or who to be and who not to be with, to be or not to be, talking about Shakespeare. But anyhow, day 3, Sunday, October 1st, career numerology, your calling, your professional potential, your abundance through numbers, numbers that you are missing, how to attract success, how to attract prosperity, how to, you know, apply numerology in everyday life, and how to summarize the most significant aspect. So there's so much that you can learn. There are things that you can benefit from. You have an internationally recognized diploma. you will get a profound knowledge of this science and the ability to interpret and apply this information to help yourself, help the people in your family, help your friends, and even, you know, do it as a career and be paid for your time. And you will get a video recording, all kinds of other information. So it's going to be something that you can benefit a lot. I tell you, when I did this course, it really changed my life. I never stopped using this for the rest of my life. And again, I talk about 35, 38 years ago when I did it. I was really young and I was very fascinated by this. And what I want to tell you, this course is $500. You can pay in three installments, $150, $150, and then $200. So you pick the option that is more suitable. But you can choose two payments or you can choose to pay in one payment. I think it's a very reasonable price. There's a lot of people involved in this project, assistants and different other people who work, you know, to create the foundation of the course. But completing this course is for your personal growth. It's a personal growth milestone. It will provide you the knowledge and the tools to steer the course of your destiny as well as positively influence your life and the life of others. So, as I said, enroll today to the Magic of Numerology, and you will not regret, because it's going to uplift your life through the power of this science, because this is a science and this is the foundation of the physical world. But I'm going to go and take your calls, because there are so many of you waiting for me. And actually, I'm going to go straight to Victor, because I haven't been talking to him in a very long time. And I am very grateful, Victor, that you called me. How are you, my dear?
Oh, Carmen. Hi, how are you? Thank you so very much for picking me. How's everything with you?
Good. I'm great, but it's good to hear your voice. I miss you. Haven't heard from you in a long time.
Oh, you know, so many things were happening.
How can I help you today?
Yeah. Dear Carmen, first of all, I want to thank you very much for your last prediction you did on your radio program. You you predicted my job, the name of my supervisor, and even a continuation. There was a second supervisor, a female, and whatever you told me, there was completely, it came true, absolutely like you predicted. I'm stunned. I know you're great at that. But I was so grateful at that moment and now. And I'd like to ask you, if you can see for me sooner retirement, or I still continue working, do the job I'm doing, or maybe I'll change it. Because, yeah, I'm curious. So because the situation, I'd like to just, you know, to know what to expect in the nearest future. Do I keep my previous job, my current job, or
I might have a feeling of retirement yet. I don't have that feeling. I
really
don't actually think you are really ready for retirement.
No.
Do you agree?
I agree. But sometimes, you know, I think maybe I would have more peace of mind, because
yes,
it's really,
no, it's becoming, I think, boring to be retired.
Yeah,
you know, you need to, your mind needs to be active, you need to do things, and if you're involved in a job, it keeps you going, it keeps your mind working, it motivates you, it causes empowerment. Of course, if you are having a health problem, which is not your case, then yeah, I think retirement is justified. But if you are still healthy and okay like you are, my opinion as your friend is to continue. And intuitively speaking, I don't see you giving up on this job, at least not any time soon. Give me the month and the day when you're born. I want to see your personal year. I want to see where exactly you are.
Oh, yes. It's June 16, 1959.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. So
thank you very much.
You're in the year five, and you might think of changes, but actually, this is a challenging year because you might see other options. Somebody's going to tell you about something else, and all the way through the course of this year till the summer of next year. But believe it or not, after the summer of 24 till the summer of 25, you have a very good year, a year in which you might find to do something different, but you might continue more than before, you know, to engage in work. So that's definitely the case. So I'm not worried of you. On the contrary, I should say for a number of years from now, you will still continue to work. Even if at some point, probably in the next 2 years, you will consider doing something different, but not now. Stay where you are. I see you also traveling. I don't know if you have a plan to go somewhere. Do you have that in mind?
I do have in mind going back home.
I feel like that will be a good idea because it's always good to go back where you're coming from and revisit.
Yes.
And revisit, and it gives you a hint that gives you an idea where you stand. I also see there's another opportunity for a different type of work, not immediately, that we can talk about that in a frame of time. In a period of time, probably in 8 months from now, you will know much more. Overall, things are very, very good.
Wonderful.
And your
wonderful.
Health is good, and you have longevity. And, you know, you are here for a very long time, and that's great.
Oh, my God. I hope it happens like you say. Thank you so much.
It is. It is. And you're healthy and you're a wonderful human being. And I'm very grateful to speak with you today, Victor, okay? You know that I love your name and you as a person, you are terrific.
Thank you very much,
okay,
Carmen.
My love.
I'm thinking about you very frequently sometimes, you know, like, oh, how's Carmen? I have to contact her. And
I'm so glad.
Just, you know, when I changed the job, my life became so hectic, like, you know, really, that's...
Right.
Like, because it's pretty demanding, physically demanding
right.
sometimes.
Right, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can still do it. You can, it keeps you going. There is a benefit, trust me, there really is.
Yeah, yeah. And Carmen, one more thing
sure.
is that my trip might be late, like what, in a full time or earlier? Like
I think your trip can be any time in the next 2 months, 3 months. I think it's then in the near future.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do it now, till the fall, you might be in the spring of the next year. But in a frame of 10 months from now, I definitely see you traveling.
Yeah, because my concern is health of my mom, and I didn't see her for a while.
Yeah, definitely. I even wanted to ask you if there is a way to go for the sake of seeing your parent and seeing your mom. It's just such a wonderful feeling. It's worth making the trip, yeah.
Yeah, but it can be like this year or like you say, springtime next
year. Yeah, the perfect time I see you doing it is in a frame of 11 months, which would be, if you don't go now in the next 2-3 months, you'll certainly go by March, April, or May of the next year.
Yeah.
This is the time to make it happen.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Oh, Carmen, you have such a nice ability to to charge with the positive energies, everybody, and me in particular. And it's always a great pleasure to talk to you, to listen to you, and I'm wishing you only good and best, only best and more success than you have. You're a very successful lady. I'm checking your publications, your books, your Facebook, your website. And sometimes I want to know what's in Romanian language. No time to learn Romanian. I speak different languages, but no time for Romanian. I'm really curious, you know, listening, watching your clips on your website.
Yeah, sometimes I have a lot of fans from that part of the world, and sometimes I'm doing, you know, things in that language, and I'm just trying to translate, or you know, so that my American followers that understand what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Sometimes, yeah. Yes, so interesting to know what's going on there. What are you talking about? Yeah, because language is very unique and you cannot guess.
You know that the Romanian language is the language that preserved the Latin origin better than any other Latin language, French, Spanish, Italian. Uh-huh. Actually, Romanian is the closer to Latin than any of them, and Portuguese, and way closer. I studied Latin in college, when I was young, and I realized this, and everybody else can confirm this, but it's fascinating how this part of the world preserved the Latin language better than the others.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Okay, and I have a feeling you are visiting frequently the country,
So no, I haven't been there in 5-6 years, quite a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't been there. I haven't been, and I'm contemplating myself to go there at some point.
Oh, there was connection on internet. Oh, I thought maybe you have kind of programs over there.
No, everything is done online, but I haven't been there physically. And I have there so many people, millions of people wants to see me. I have TV shows, everybody there are begging me to go back, and they want to see me, and I hope I'll be able to do it as soon as possible.
Oh yeah, I wish you do. All right, and once again, thank you so very much. I appreciate a lot. Thank you.
Okay, my dear, thank you. I am so grateful that you called me, Victor. And I'm gonna take a short break. I love you, Victor.
I love you, too. I love you. Have a good day.
I'm going to take a short break, and then I'm going to go to Denise in Las Vegas.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I'm going to talk right now to Denise, who's been calling for waiting for a while. Hi, my lovely Denise. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I knew when I told your producer at Las Vegas you would know who I was.
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
It's been a long time, over a year.
Yes.
And so, I'm not on the topic of tonight's show, but your producer said it was okay. So I'm going to try and, explain as best I can without taking up too much time.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. You know, you may remember, and I'm not in Las Vegas anymore, by the way, which is one of the reasons why I'm calling. Remember there was a while ago, I was at my mother's condo in Las Vegas. I'd been her caretaker. She was put into a living,
I remember. Believe it or not, I do remember.
I know, and you and I both agreed it was not the place for her. And a long, very long story short, with regard to that, my mom really had gone so incredibly downhill that I don't even want to say on air. I could send you an email first, but the happy ending. Finally, she was put into the hospital, and that made my brother finally admit to move her. And now my mother is in Shangri-La. She's been moved to a group home, only six people, 24-hour care, creme de la creme. She's as happy as can be. And Carmen, when I tell you she got there Saturday, and as of today, the woman was wheelchair-bound, full-blown dementia, wasn't dressing herself, standing naked with her. I don't want to get too descriptive. Now, dressed, perfumed, talking, walking, happy. I mean, it's like she's, and I knew this was going to happen if she were in the right environment. So my mom, thank goodness, has been put into the proper place where she belongs and where she can thrive.
Right. Now, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? She just turned 97.
Oh my God, this is such an inspiration. I love it.
Right? And she had gone so down, Carmen. I told my brother for a year. And now, and he calls me every day giddy. He cannot believe what he's seeing. And I said, Frank, I told you she needed to get out of there.
right.
I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. I told her I'm going to come visit her. She goes, nah, you don't have to. I'm busy. Like, she's completely.
Love that.
She's walking around. She was
good.
She's walking all over with the walker. And anyway.
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful.
The environment, the other place was killing her. So that being said, her condo was sold. I did have to move. I moved at the very, very end of last August. And I had wanted to stay in Las Vegas at the time. This is why I'm calling. But because of the pressure, I literally had to move. There was not wiggle room. So I moved back to Los Angeles to the apartment that I used to live in. I remember mentioning it to you at one point. And I moved here, and I've been here 10 months, and the first few months, several months, were just horrible. I wanted to go back to Vegas. Now, in May, I just moved. It was so bad, Carmen, that I was going to get out of here. Plus, it was at such a rent that I could not afford. But I only took it because I was promised one of these tax credit apartments that is a much lower rent. And lo and behold, you told me this over a year ago. You said someone would like me and get me into one of these apartments. And sure enough, somebody loved me here and got me into one of these apartments. And it's $1,000 less. And it's breathtakingly gorgeous. Gorgeous loft.
That's fabulous news.
I'm telling you. And I thought of you. And by the way, I'm wearing your bracelet that you gave me. I wear it every day. So I think of you every day, by the way. Now, my question is this: the lifestyle here in Los Angeles is not entirely for me. Like in Las Vegas, when I left there, I left pretty much all of a person's essential daily needs. You know, their banking, grocery stores, favorite stores, favorite restaurants, favorite this, favorite that. You know, I literally have gone down to zero. In fact, I haven't used my car in over a month. It just sits in the parking garage. Like, and I've been here long enough to know the lifestyle of L.A., and I don't like L.A., regardless of where it is, West Hollywood, and downtown is okay, but it really is true. There is a lot of crime down here, all of that. And so it's a little tricky. I can't walk around by myself at night. And, you know, my essentials, my health insurance is expiring. And on top of it, in Vegas, when I was emptying my mom's house, I wound up with a severely herniated disc in the emergency room. My lumbar 3 herniated both sides, impingement, sciatic, and peroneal nerves. And it's above my previous fusion of my L4-5. So I still am dealing with that. And I can keep that pretty much under control, but I don't have any medical care or anything that I can do, but
no, you need that.
I do. And my question was what I want to ask is this: do you see me staying here in Los Angeles, or is Vegas a better place for me? And here's the key thing I want to tell you: that had I have stayed in Vegas initially, it would have been a very easy transition, because it was the horrible situation of having to move out of my mom's that I wanted to get away from. and having my own place and being in Vegas, I would have gotten along with my life. So now that I'm here in LA, the one thing I do like is having my own place, but it feels like this is the wrong place.
Yeah, I don't see you there. No. Mm-mm.
You know, right? I don't. And I feel, and this is my question, is going back to Las Vegas, the key word being back.
Yeah. I see you leaving anytime between November to March of the next year.
Amazing. That's exactly what I was thinking. You're right on again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And really, okay, well, I will certainly talk to you before then, but, you know, mm-hmm. the fact that my mom's here and my brother and my niece and nephew, family like that, I mean, it doesn't really much matter because I didn't see them at all anyway for Thanksgiving,
right.
Christmas.
Exactly,
nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to get at least on the track because you have other callers, so.
Well, you have to live your life, and so just to answer your question, you will move from there, and it's going to be for your own good.
Okay. Okay.
The most important piece of information.
Okay, great. That's what I'm going to take with me from this call. And as a little bit time goes by, I'll talk to you or contact you a little bit more about.
Call any time, my love. Anytime. Okay. Then it's okay.
But definitely see me not being here.
No, definitely not being there.
Good.
The more time goes by, the more clear this will be to you. The more the time goes by, you will understand, yes, I have to move. And you will get eager, you know, and excited about the move.
Okay. Oh, so. Carmen, what can I say? You're right on, as usual. Thank you so much, because I really wanted to ask you specifically this question.
Okay, my love. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, my love.
I'm going to go to Edward. And then I'm going to take a short break, and then I'll go to Christine. But I'll take Edward from Ontario. I'll take a break, and then I'll go to Christine. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, dear Edward.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
So good to hear your voice.
Good. I'm very glad I connect with you. It's been something on my mind, but, you know, I'm young and living a fast life and never made the do it, and this is the time. I'm here with my mom, and I wanted to give you a quick call, and I know there's a lot of people waiting. I just want to ask you two little questions. One, it's regarding my job right now. I'm kind of off right now due to a small injury that happened at work, and the main thing that I'm concerned about and wondering is what's happening with my health. I have some testing going to happen at the end of July, which is like an MRI scan, and I'm just wondering what's been bothering me, if it's something serious that will require surgery or it's something that will go away with treatment.
Will go away with treatment, and actually will go away faster than you think, and the recovery is going to be easier than you think. So nothing to worry. If anybody will suggest a surgery, trust me, it's totally unnecessary. So I will not go for any surgery. I will just allow my body's intelligent to adjust and to recover. And I think that in a matter of 2.5 months, you will be very, very well. And you should not be worried.
Wow.
This is not serious. And you'll be fully recovered, I promise you. So...
Wow.
It's really good in spite of everything. I do imagine there's something here and there that bothers you, but it's very temporary. And second of all, I see a change of a job, but not right now. I think you should take your time to I feel almost like reinventing yourself or going into a different direction. By my opinion
That's how I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling like taking a sharp turn in my profession, but at the same time, I have a new opportunity now that's sort of presenting to me. The job that I currently have right now, everything is good. I'm paid well. I'm compensated well. I have all the benefits one can wish for with pension and everything. And But the problem is that the work I do, I'm not totally satisfied with, and I have another opportunity that's not so well compensated as this one, but the work would be more desirable, and I don't know if this opportunity will actually be something that's going to be official, that's going to be offered to me, and if it will be offered to me, should I take this opportunity, or do you see me staying at the current place that I'm off right now because of my medical condition, but I'm still employed at? Do you see me staying here where I'm currently at, or do you think I'll get a new job in the next how long?
I think you will stay here for a while. You might stay here for another 8 months to a year and 4 months, probably even less. And then the new opportunity, you will embark on something new. You will feel like closing doors to this chapter in the book of your life and wanting to start something better and more. It's like, okay, this place where you are right now, you had an injury, memories are not probably the best. In spite of the fact that they are offering you such and such, you will be better in a different place. And again, even in your case, the more the time goes by, the more you acknowledge that, in fact, you would love to leave, you know, and go move in a different environment. And even try something completely different, more fulfilling, more what you always wanted to do.
And you see this happening in the next, like, 4 to 8 months, you would say?
Yeah, something like that. It's an approximate. I mean, time is very fluid. You can stretch time. And I can't tell you precisely, but approximately, yeah.
Yes, and you see it being something totally out of...
Year. Yeah.
In now, right now.
Something totally different. Something that's going to make you feel more... It's empowering you, you know, more what you always need to do. This is a job. This is not a vocation. You're going to do something that becomes a vocation. That is your calling. You're going to do something that you will feel 10 times more rewarded, more in tune with, more empowered.
That's what I've been desiring and looking for and seeking in my life. That's a missing puzzle. So hopefully I'm following everything that you've been telling my mother and everything's become true, you know, to the exact letter, to the exact name, and I've always wanted to call you, and I really appreciate you answering these questions. And this leads me to my last question, which is just overall, like family and just overall, what you can tell me, what you can see in the near future and how you see things going for us, for my family and I.
Your family are very good. You guys are very blessed. You genuinely, authentically love each other. You're there for each other. You're a very solid family. Things for you guys are moving for better to better, you know, even financially. Your connection is very strong. You help each other. Everybody's doing well. Nothing to be worried. Do you have a baby?
Yes, I just had a 2-year-old. Her name is Abigail. I'm wondering if I'm going to have another one soon, but time will tell, I guess.
Baby. There's another baby coming in the next less than 2 years. So, yeah, you will have another child.
Oh, wow.
And a girl. And what do you have, a boy right now?
No, a girl.
Oh, a girl. So then you.
A girl, and her name is Abigail.
Oh, Abigail. Oh, sorry. You said Abigail.
Oh, nice.
I should have realized. So if you have a daughter and a son, so if you have the daughter, you'll have your boy. You'll have your son. And you will
nice.
Tell me.
So well, we can't wait for him.
And I don't know why the name Michael comes
to me.
Michael, something with this name. Very possible that this might have something to do with the name of your son.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Think about it. So I'm so excited.
That doesn't sound too bad. My middle name is actually Mihai, so it's fairly
so
close.
Mihai is Michael. Yeah, Mihai is Michael. So I don't know why I feel very strong about this name, but I really do. And I see a day of 14, and I will not be surprised if your kid will be born on a day of 14.
So
I really believe that
I know.
Wonderful things are happening to you. Okay, my love. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for taking my call. I wish you a beautiful evening and so much. God bless you.
You too, my dear Edward, and all the love to your entire family. I love you, my dear. I'm going to go and take a short break. I'll take a short break and then I'll go to Christine from Florida.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back, Herman Hara on Om Time Radio, talking about the secrets of good communication. I didn't have even the possibility during the show to dive into these five secrets, but hopefully next week or on another show, we can talk much more about how significant it is, communication in a relationship. But now I'm going to go to Christine. Hi, Christine. How are you, my dear?
Good evening, Dr. Hara. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excited to talk to you, my love.
Thank you for taking my call. We spoke last about a year ago when I had just gotten back from India. I had been living and working there for 1 year, and you had predicted that I would have multiple opportunities in the fall of last year, which you were totally right. And I took one of them. I thought it was the right one, but and it probably was from certain perspectives, but it turned out to be a burnout year. And actually, I wasn't planning on staying, and the universe sort of worked for me in that the position was eliminated for next year. Mm-hmm. So I was reaching out to you to first, I always, you know, this time of year, I always have some time out, and I always enjoy listening to you on Om Times and all that you share and give from your heart and the wisdom. So thank you for the, you know, the words on relationships, which are so critical now, especially in our times, learning how to trust one another, especially. Yeah, I want to inspire that tonight. But also, I wanted to understand from you if you see any new beginnings in professional relationships for me now that I'm back in the same kind of in the same place and searching again, but I'm hoping that the next opportunity is a little more long term, because I really do want to build strong connections with people and bring the depth and breadth of my experience and who I am into a new position.
Yeah, you said it so beautifully. And I have a feeling of a new job in a new endeavor with three other women. So I haven't seen this before. And one of those women has an A and L initial. And they look very different. One is blonde, one is brunette. But they're so motivated to do something, almost like this is a new company that was just created. And you will be able to join forces with this woman. And at some point, you might even become a partner with them. You might be originally employed. This looks like it's something different. The company has phenomenal potential to grow, to make it something big, to expand, you know, into something even global. So that's phenomenal. So I feel like you will have, and one woman is definitely Jenny or Jackie or something like that. I really clear their names in my head.
Okay.
I know I'm right. It's just time. Let the time show you and pray for this to be revealed to you. Because it's going to give you a chance of, like I said, being on a vocation and on a calling, that just on some kind of a career somewhere that you don't feel fully accomplished. So I feel like doing this, you will have a sense of, I am really where I want, always wanted to be, but I didn't know how I'm going to get there. And here I am. I finally made it. Like, it's going to feel like you made it overnight, but actually it took a while for you to progress slowly to this point into your life in which you achieve such an extraordinary opportunity of being who you are meant to be and building on your own self and making always the money you always wanted to make. Because I feel like you will generate way more income than you did in the last 10 years. So that's kind of like a quantum leap, you know, when it comes to the financial recognition that this job is offering to you. Now, does any of this information resonate? Because sometimes things might not resonate right away. You understand?
Not right now, what's on the table right now. No, but it's exciting and definitely sparks, you know, a double beat in my heart.
Right.
Because of the way you framed it up. Do you see me? Is this opportunity international? Is it an international opportunity?
It has. I even said this has an international potential. This is a company that can allow you to travel different parts of the world. You can do research. You can do the part of marketing promotion. Have you ever done anything like this?
Well, I'm an international educator, so I've spent most of my, and an artist, and I've spent most of my career overseas around the world.
You see, so this is what this does. This is what this does. This company does something like this.
But I'm interested,
to
move more into leadership now. I really am interested in
creativity. You will be a leader. You will be a leader. So I said it all the way from the beginning. The beauty of it is that you become a force here. You become one of those partners, you know, in this company, like owning this. So that's why you're a leader, because you're also an owner. So you have a word to say. You have a decision to make. You're a decision maker. It gives you the authority you didn't have before.
Right. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Do you see a location
in
the world?
I love it. I love it. You know, I see different location in this world. And not only that I see something in Europe, I also see other big parts of the world, you know, like places like Australia, even India, even Japan. It's just fascinating how this can take you where you don't even expect.
Oh, wow. And do you have any kind of rough timeline? I know that it's really difficult to predict in the spiritual realm. But
from February of that next year, this message becomes a reality for you. Even in December, the first awareness about this project and this opportunity to you that to me is a huge project. Comes to you, you know, in some form, and then turns into a enormous potential, the one I'm telling you about. I love that it's international. I love that you've been putting so much into it, and this is like, almost like the time of recognition, the time to collect what you've been investing in for all these years, you know. You are rewarded, exactly. Finally, you know.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm actually looking for. That resonates really deeply with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you. I feel like you will make a difference. You'll make a difference. I even feel that you might write things about it. It can even turn into a book, you know. People are excited about these traveling experiences of others because it collects so much knowledge about culture, you know, communities and lifestyles and perception of the world. It's just the complexity of it is fascinating.
Wow.
And you're one of those people, by the way you look at it, you have such depth, such wisdom. I'm so pleased with the way this is going to turn for you, my love.
Thank you, Dr. Hart. God bless you. Thank you.
I love you, my dear. And thank you so much for calling. And everybody else, Lauren, Kim, Delani, all you guys, I couldn't talk to you tonight, but I'll talk to you next week. I love you and thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll be with you next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time. God bless you.